Oh, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Eric Wetterling, founder and editor of The Hedgeless Horseman. Now, Eric, you just got back from a trip, a site visit over to Novo Resources in the Pilbara area. I know you have a lot to say. It was a couple day trip. You had a lot of time that you got to spend with management and touring the projects. Give us just an initial overview of your trip and that site visit, please.
I mean, I had a real blast. First of all, I mean, the first thing that struck me was, you know, edging up. I've been looking around at, you know, Google satellite and whatnot. And I mean, it's hard to tell how flat it is and how not flat it is. But you see, okay, it's a large area and whatever, but everything looks small when you're, you know, watching from a satellite. But when you drive through that area for like 4 hours straight and almost everything you see is completely flat, that gives you a whole new appreciation of just how big the theoretical target for edging is. Because every flat area has had the same processes affecting it, like the ocean coming in, I don't know, 12, 40 million years ago or whatever. I mean, it's gone through the same thing. And okay, then it's of course, okay, what percentage would be gold bearing? I mean, we don't know that because the conglomerates are gone, but we know that the Grays conglomerates are gold bearing and they're near to the coast. We know the edging area is gold bearing because they found gold inside the conglomerates and even fragments of conglomerate with gold in it in the actual lag gravel. So, I mean, it becomes a huge theoretical, speculative thing, but you know that most of the corners of the Pilbara Fortescue group, this Mount Roe conglomerates, are gold bearing. So, I mean, it's just a totally new appreciation. And you also realize that, okay, I mean, we know there's a lot of people talking about, okay, would this be, you know, permeable and stuff like that? Because most people are used to perhaps Canada and the US and stuff like that, that, okay, you have forests and all kinds of, you know, flora and fauna issues. But I mean, the edging, I mean, you barely see one animal. I mean, we saw one dingo though, and a few kangaroos, but most of the time you see nothing alive. Sure, there are scorpions and stuff, but I mean, it's mostly just bushes and some areas almost doesn't even have any bush. It's just gravels. And but beyond that, I mean, the team was, I mean, excellent. I mean, there's some really smart people involved with Novo. And I know that since we mostly hear from Quinton, it's easy to think that, okay, Quinton is a one-man army behind Novo. But, I mean, that's not the case. I mean, Rob Humphreyson is the CEO, and this was the first time meeting him. And I'm really impressed. I understand why Quinton likes him so much. Really great guy, smart guy, and a mining engineer. And he's the guy that's, he's very, I mean, excited about edging. And that goes a long way in my book. And overall, excellent team, smart geologists, and each project was impressive. But I got to say that the thing that I get most bullish about was edging. I think that's now the crown jewel of Novo in my eyes.
Okay, well, Egina is, I think, very much the focus right now for the company because they have a few more permits in place there, right? They do have some sort of a mining license, so they can actually go in there and start really figuring out what or how they can mine profitably. That does bring us to recent news that came out just a couple days ago that talked about some advancements in this mechanical sorting technology. They can now sort gold nuggets as small as 0.4 millimeters. They claim this is a significant step towards a cost-effective, dry and chemical-free means of gold recovery. Let's touch on that dry and chemical-free means of gold recovery. The way I understand it is it's kind of dig up the ground, run it through these sorting machines, and end up with gold nuggets on the other end, and now even a better way of getting most of the gold nuggets. What's your takeaway from that recent news and advancement?
I mean, this is all really interesting stuff. I mean, Node is unique in a lot of ways, and the potential processing techniques is like, I don't know, maybe that's as important as the scale of this thing. I mean, as you said, okay, they've gone down to 0.4 millimeters in detecting limits. Okay, what was it about a year ago? 6 to 8 millimeters, something like that. So, I mean, that's a quantum leap just over a year. And it's only going to get better. And that obviously affects everything because you have to change. I mean, if you're working under the assumption that anything below 6 to 8 millimeters couldn't be detected and this does not sort it out, I mean, then you'd have to come up with new ways of dry processing all that material. But now they're down to 0.4 with one technique. So, I mean, that's in my view incredible. I mean, it will only get better. It will affect the flow sheet on a continuous basis. And that's, of course, good and bad, because, I mean, if they would have a fixed processing and mining flow sheet set 1 year ago already, I mean, if they have these new sorters, I mean, that would change a lot, because now they wouldn't maybe need a bunch of other stuff involved to pick up the 6 to 8 down to 0.4 millimeter gold particle. So, I mean, that's a good and bad thing. But, I mean, in the long run, it's, of course, extremely good. And no chemicals. I mean, there's nothing to spill. And since there's no chemicals, there's no going from, let's say, oxide to fresh rock, and that would affect the recoveries. No, you just have to see the gold nugget, and it can fling it off. And it doesn't get affected by, I don't know, price of chemicals or whatever. I mean, it's mostly as compressed air. So it's basically just power, that power prices that affects the operating costs of the ore sorters. And the mass pull, if we get that low enough, I mean, Steinert were throwing out numbers like $0.28 per ton. I mean, that's almost for free. That's just the processing part, the sorting part of the overall process. But I mean, with Australian gold price, I mean, $0.28 per ton, that's almost nothing. And I think this will only get better. And one thing I would point out is that most operations, if you want to try something new, a new way of mining or changes to the plant or whatever, I mean, that's a hassle. I mean, an open pit, you already have a pit design. So if you discover that, oh, we can push down, we could push higher margins even higher because we've found a way to, you know, process the ore even cheaper. You can't really change the pit design that easily because the path is already set and underground. I mean, you have to have some pillars and stuff, you know, to keep the mine from crashing in. So, I mean, all that is basically sunk costs and, I mean, sunk designs and all that. But Egina, you could just, you know, throw a rock 10 meters away from where you're mining and try something new there with a totally new processing scheme or whatever. I mean, this is going to be from a test and trial mining point of view, I mean, they're going to be able to continuously work on all the processing methods as long as the Egina lag levels are mined. And I don't know of any operation in the world that could say the same. I mean, it's so accessible. It starts from 2 decimeters below the earth. I mean, it's mind-blowing stuff, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a very interesting story. But you know what? There are also some haters out there that are saying this is just such a different deposit. And who knows? The company might not even be able to put some sort of a resource estimate out, which then brings into question who could be the end buyer or end operator to all of this. But the way that Novo is going about this, you know what? Maybe they could actually be the operator themselves. Do you have any thoughts on this concept as to the company potentially just running a mining operation themselves and not needing some sort of a partner or takeout option?
Well, first of all, as you say, I mean, it's still a bit challenging to get a resource out and whatnot, at least until they get the permits to really step out. And I don't know what some miners will think about Nugget Go, but you can't argue with a bank statement, a cash flow statement. So, I mean, assuming they make this work, it's going to be obvious what the value for these lag gravels are. And at that point, I don't think Nova will be as cheap as it is now. So hopefully, I think it will take care of itself naturally, just from Nova doing what they've set out to do, and the ore sorting and all that working closely as good as we hope it will. And in that case, I mean, there's going to be a huge revaluation, because when you just think about some of these numbers, I don't want to put out any numbers, but I mean, that's for people to do themselves. But I mean, just think about some of this stuff. Okay, what does it cost to scoop up gravels? I mean, nothing, almost. Sorting, I mean, sorting costs almost nothing. Okay, reclamation, sure. That sounds like the most, you know, difficult thing in this whole process. But at the same time, if they make that work, and it sounds much easier than, you know, most, if you're going to fill up an open pit or whatever, I mean, that's tens of millions or whatever. So, of course, it will be on a continuous basis. So there will be constant reclamations instead of a mine that's open pit or whatever that has to be filled and rehabilitated after the mine's the life of mine ends. And that's, I don't know, 10 to 15 years into the future. And thus, if you discount the costs and whatever, I mean, doesn't make that much of a difference. But I think and hope this will take care of itself. And I mean, the Novo guys, they're probably the coarse gold experts in the world. I mean, the foremost experts on coarse gold today. So I don't think that there are many companies that, you know, could just take over or whatever, or do what Novo is doing, because they have Simon Dalmany and stuff like that. And they have had 2 years to, you know, understand Nuggety Gold Deposit and the math behind it.
Yeah, well, hey, they are needing to become some experts in it, because that's what they're dealing with. And this is a very interesting story still. Now, in full disclosure, you and I are both shareholders of Novo and have been for a while here. One other thing that I do want to throw out there is that I will be having Quentin on the show. We haven't set up a time yet, but I've already gotten a few questions on the back of that news. So everybody keep sending me your questions. Same with you, Eric. Send me some more questions that you want me to ask Quentin. As a final wrap up, though, what are you expecting news flow wise? What do you want to see as we progress into next year, 2020?
That's a good question. I think, for example, the ore sorting is very much up in the air, and the processing techniques, because every advance in the ore sorting capabilities affects everything. So I think it will be hard for Nova to put out anything, you know, set in stone. But I hope we will get some news about BC and the path forward there, because, I mean, I get the sense that they basically solved Beaton's Creek. A lot of people said, okay, can I put a resource or whatever on this? But I mean, just speaking from the Dutch geologist there is with Novo, I mean, he sounded pretty, you know, yeah, like they basically have solved it. They know there's a bunch of different lags and a bunch of different channels and whatever. But I mean, through statistics and just good geology, I mean, I think they've solved that. And then, of course, Egina, I think they will be working through the entire summer, basically, which is, I mean, kudos to them. It's getting quite hot down there. So I expect more news out of that. But the limiting factor, I guess, is, you know, heritage clearance and stuff like that. So I think some of these catalysts are out of Novo's hands, but I expect news from Egina and hopefully Beaton's Creek before year end. And after that, I mean, next field season is going to be fantastic, because that's when they're going to trial mine this Egina area. Oh, and I'd like to point out that Novo is also a banner sponsor on my site.
All right, there you go. Just to wrap this up again, I will be reaching out to Quentin. We are setting up a time to chat, so everyone send me your questions. And just a reminder, we are both shareholders of Novo Resources, and just trying to share our overall, well, thoughts and feelings on the company. I more or less was just asking you simply because you just got back from that site visit. Eric, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time. And if you want to visit Eric's website, The Hedgeless Horseman, just click the link below this interview. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Corey.